something going. Go on, Peter. So are you here to...
I just bumped into Peter and thought I'd have a chat with him because he seemed interesting. Plus, I photographed his goat last year, didn't I?
Yeah, yes, you did.
during the bushfire.
We was have a fire and we was on the basketball ground in Quisteon.
What kind of shark is that?
This is a school shark.
Okay.
They have teeth, plus the bone at the back.
So that'll be really tasty in some crumbs or something?
Oh, this one, they're beautiful. You know, you can do a barbecue and everything in it.
Rigging up another?
Yes, I will do. Put in another line.
How many rods you got working there?
5 so far. The fire that was coming, you know, last year, end of February, early March, and all of us, we go to Quisteon.
You had to evacuate, didn't you?
Evacuate, yeah. Because of the smoke, the fire.
How many animals did you take with you?
I took only the goat because the geese, they can fly away. I had the gate open. If fire come in, they can go rescue.
They survived all right, though. The fire didn't...
The fire, they turned the wind. At night, I'm at 6 o'clock. I said, please, mate, before I have the last bite, the fire to stop. Honestly, when I have the last bite of my mouth, the phone ring, the security. Ah, people from Zion, I have good news for you. You are allowed to go home.
Wind turn just in time.
Yeah, wind the turn.
How many geese do you have?
I have more than 30 geese, 4 ducks, a dozen chooks, a cat, a wife. I love the animals. You know,
do you love the geese too much to eat them?
No, I never kill no geese, no duck, no chook. They die by natural.
Lots of eggs. What brings you to Strawn today, particularly?
I have those groups, you know, very faithful people fishing. Me and my wife, and the people of Zion, of course, we give them nice hospitality.
Where are these guys from?
You can ask them.
Oh, I'll ask them.
They speak very nice, very good English.
Hi.
Hello. Where are you ladies from?
Finland.
Oh, very good English.
Thank you.
You look better than me.
Oh, I'm from Montreal, Canada.
Okay.
I can manage.
Doing well. And who am I to criticise? I don't really speak another language at all. What about fishing? You any good at that?
I'm really bad, but you know, we're fishers of men before anything else. Woo! She's here.
Run away! So, what was your name?
Erica.
Erica. And
Soila.
Ooh, how do you spell that?
S-O-I-L-A. And ask her the meaning of her name. Sunlight in the water. Actually, like, you know, when you see.
Ah.
That's that. Or then Northern Lights.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Are you doing any good with the fishing rods?
Yeah. Well, I got one, so I'm happy. I'm
Is good. That man or fish?
Fish.
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 You won't find too many men down there. There are plenty of fishermen about the docks, though.
Uh-huh. What is your name? We didn't get it.
Rick's my name.
Rick, nice to meet you, Rick.
I'm a very ordinary fisherman too, don't worry.
Okay, that's awesome.
Have you ever fished before?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, plenty of times.
Okay, whereabouts?
Back home.
Where do you fish in Finland?
I was fishing at the lake we have, and also I fished one or two times in Faroe Islands.
And what about you, Erica?
No experience. It's my first time.
Oh, it's kind of dull, isn't it?
No, it's fun. We get to meet Rick and talk.
Has anybody in your group caught one yet?
Yes, we have 3 now. Yeah, you can.
Oh, lovely. Show me.
Fish there.
They don't talk, though.
They don't talk. Not anymore. If they ever did. Oh, nice.
So this one is quite
a
nice size.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? So they're black-back salmon or...?
Oh, I don't ask me. I just say fish.
And what kind of fish did we get?
The big one is a mullet.
Waterproof watch, obviously, Peter.
Yes, it is. So the salmon.
The salmon?
Oh, nice. I got the shallow one.
Did we get a fourth one?
Oh. Yes. Tonight you eat.
Yes.
They are beautiful.
Did you get one?
Who got the fourth?
Peter got one.
Oh, Peter.
Yeah.
There you go.
So is there a plan to cook and eat this catch today?
Some of the group. You are with a good chef?
Yeah, he is
He's a chef.
He is excellent.
He's a good cook.
That's handy.
Yeah.
I'll have a chat with him. Yeah, yeah. On with your fishing there, ladies. And both kinds.
Yep.
Yes.
That's a minute, Peter. Hey, what's your name?
I'm Bertram.
Where are you from, Bertram?
I'm from Denmark.
You've been dobbed into cook tonight.
Oh, great.
So the more you catch, the more you work.
Oh, that's great. I love cooking, yeah.
Are you a chef?
No, not at all, but I love cooking.
What will you do with fish, you know, sort of stuff them and bake them or fry them?
I would usually fry them.
Where are you all staying?
We're staying in Sien.
How did you all end up together? Is it like a group situation?
Yeah, we're all missionaries.
Yep.
We have a base in New Zealand, and we stayed there for 3 months with something called Youth with a Mission. And then we have 2 months of outreach. We're a little group of 8 people in Australia and Tassie.
So which church?
This is interdenominational, so no specific church.
For some interesting discussion. No?
It does, yeah. But we all pretty much accept differences in beliefs.
Have you caught a fish?
Not yet, no.
So I hope for a miracle.
Yeah.
You probably already have asked for one.
Yes, definitely.
What about you? Where are you from?
I'm from Canada.
Oh, okay. Canadian. Yeah, what's your name?
I'm Alex.
Any luck with the hook and line there?
I've caught 2.
You're keeping everybody alive then. And you don't even have to cook.
I will help with the cooking, but he's the master chef.
What do you think of Tasmania?
I think it's a really nice place, actually, yeah. The people here are just great, too. And the landscape, oh, I love it.
You probably see a few things in common with parts of Canada too, I guess, here on the west coast, the mountains and forests.
Yeah, lots of forests and mountains up in Canada.
Well, enjoy. I better have a chat with Peter because he seems quite the character.
Yeah, he's something.
And Peter the Greek?
Yes, I am Peter the Greek.
What's your real surname?
Peter Arestvanis, but I have nearly 50 years here, and nearly 40 years in Zion. I work on the mines as steel pinder. Send blasting spy pioneer those jobs. Okay. That I work with the hydro on the roads, canals. I married here. I have a wife. I married nearly 13 years.
Where else do you fish?
Here is more the best. Yes.
Right here on the main wharf in Strong?
Yes. I have sharks. I have Atlantic salmons, big size cod.
We're on here.
We're on. Come on, Peter.
What's that feeling like to you on the line there, Peter?
It looks like a shark.
A stick covered in seaweed.
I don't think so. This is a good fish.
This one's got a bit of a pull on it.
This is a real thing. Oh. Yeah.
Very heavy.
Oh, he was right. A little shark.
Yo. Fishy chips.
That's dinner tonight, y'all.
It's scary.
No, it's not.
It's a shark. No, the eyes. Look at the eyes. Oh, Rick, did you see the shark?
I did. Erica, get in there.
Amazing.
What am I supposed to do?
Erica, don't talk
just keep your hand away.
Hi.
If you touch him,
I can pet it.
It's big.
Just one. You can hold them like this.
Bobinette.
And someone like you hold them.
Bobinette. Bobinette, Rick.
Wow. Hey, Peter, are you keeping it?
Oh, yeah.